Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For the sake of our gospel. You know, it's one of those things that we talk about a lot is the gospel. But Jesus is very clear because he tells us two things. Oh, for Christ's sake. I have too. I've been on the receiving end of that many times. But is that a curse or is it a blessing? Depends on how it's used and how it's said. Because you know in the scripture it says, those for my sake and for the gospel. So for Christ's sake is why we are saved. But yet how many times do you hear it used that way? Not a lot. Well, folks, what is the gospel? Words. Okay, what else? What's it translate as? Good news. How many of you knew that the word gospel means good news? Okay, yeah, probably now that I've reminded you. Yeah. Tony, put your hand down. I know.
I just want to participate.
Well, at least it's not constipation this week. Judge Judy Faithful, you know. Well, good news of what? Yeah, it's one of those things. What is the good news? There it is. He died for our sins on the cross and redeemed us. There's the good news. Everything else in there is in support of that statement. Is that a universal lesson? Yeah, I think so. But what is faith? What is faith? It's exactly what it is. It's a belief in things unseen. All right, didn't we all, we were all bothered when we stood at the foot of the cross watching Jesus being crucified. Right? And how many of you were there watching that? You didn't see this, but I said, how many of you were there watching that? Bill points to Jeff. Ben, will you pay for that remark later?
That's okay.
Folks, we weren't there for the crucifixion and we weren't there for the resurrection, were we? But yet, every single one of you believes in that. Why? Because you're here this morning. Okay? So faith is a belief of things unseen. Where does faith come from?
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. How? It's a gift in our hearts. I mean, we've gone through, I've talked about all this stuff. But folks, we have a clue that each one of you sees every week. Our Savior Lutheran Church, LCMC, grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone. Folks, why isn't it scripture alone, faith alone, grace alone? Why does grace come first? You're exactly right. We're saved by grace. So who does grace come from? And it's because of grace that we can have faith. And it's because of faith that we start learning it from the scriptures. You know, so the solas of the Reformation are really there. One of the things we've been finding, because we just started studying First Clement on Wednesday mornings, in our Cliff Notes version of it, it explains that grace came first, then faith, then scripture. Now realize that sola scriptura, sola gratia, sola fide were being taught by the apostles before the end of the first century. So those have always been a part of the church. By grace alone, faith alone, and scripture alone. Okay? So, when we stand here and we talk about that, that's not a Lutheran concept, it's not a Roman Catholic concept, it's a Christian concept. And the thing is, as we are members of Christ's church, we learn this kind of thing, don't we? Because without that, what do we have? Well, what happens then is I think that when you experience the grace and faith, it leads you to a study of Scripture. Now, Wednesday morning, we had 15 at our Bible study, which was outstanding. Today, we're going to start a new Bible study after church of 1 Peter. Okay? Pastor Tony introduced that. Today, we're going to start delving into it. But it's one of those things, we study the Bible, and it's like things open up for us. One of the things as a band director, there was a song called Salvation is Created by Chestakov, Russian Orthodox Church. Beautiful piece of music. Well, all it is half notes, whole notes, and quarter notes. I mean, it's nothing fancy. Salvation was created in the midst of the earth. Hallelujah. That's all it is. Okay. I'm going to blow my nose, so I'm going to turn this off. So when it first came into being a contest number, the UIL list in Texas, which is the one the whole country works on, University Interscholastic League, okay, came out and said, oh, that's a grade three. That's an easy piece of music. Well, the way band music is set up, one is elementary, one plus, getting a little bit further, two is higher elementary, three is junior high. So it was considered, I go level three, it's a junior high chart, quarter notes, half notes, whole notes. Next time the UIL list was published, it went to a grade four. Next time it was published, it went to a grade five. Did the notes change? No. But our understanding of it changed. Because to get the music out of it, I've played that from everything from a junior high group to some of the professional bands I've played in. Same piece of music. Because the more you get into it, the more you understand and the more you can get out of it. You know, look at it this way. I like chocolate-covered ice cream cones, the dip cones. Oh. Probably why I look like this, but anyway. But anyway, what's the first thing you do? You get in there and you chew the chocolate off it, right?
Right.
That's the first stage. There's the grade three. Then what's left? Ice cream. Oh, there's the two. There's the four. Now, when you start eating the ice cream, you didn't know that there's a chocolate-covered praline in the middle of that. Oh, grade five. Okay, and then when you get done with it, you get down to the bottom and it's filled with chocolate in the cone. But yet, if you hadn't gone through all those stages, would you have discovered that? No. So when we study Scripture, it's like eating the ice cream cone. The first time through it, it's the chocolate. The second time through it, it's the ice cream. But all of a sudden, our knowledge starts doing this and we start seeing things in it. The other thing is, look at it this way. You get in your car and you turn on the radio. You got a song you love, right? Oh, man, here it is. Oh, man. Oh, I like that. And then one day you get in there, you turn it on, there's the song. I don't listen to that. You changed the channel. Did the song change? You changed. Isn't that what we do when we study the gospel? We grow. We change. We become more Christian. We become more loving. We become more Christ-like. And so the more we do that, the better things get. It is for Christ's sake that we've been saved and the gospel was written for us. Because you notice, Jesus said both the gospel and my sake in the same sentence. Jesus said, truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive a hundredfold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life. How many of you ever heard the statement, well, life is tough, then you die? How many of you said life is tough, then you die?
I did.
I have too. Is it true?
Yes.
Is it wrong? No. One of the things that our life here does is pave the way for us for later on. I told you about what Pastor Dave Carrick told me because I was so upset one time about what was going on at my call. And he said, listen, this is just before we came here. He said, you've got a call to this church in Florida. And I said, well, yes. He says, the Holy Spirit prepares you for your next step. So the Holy Spirit wanted you to learn something, which is why he put you in there. Our walk with the Lord is an ongoing process. We learn something from everything we do. My dad always said, you can't, if you've learned something new today, it's been a good day. And let's face it, you can't learn something new unless you make mistakes. Right? Right. So the more mistakes we make, the better we're going to be. Of course, it helps if we learn from those mistakes, you know, but that's a minor detail. Faith, a belief in things unseen, for my sake and for the sake of the gospel. How many of you read your Bibles? Yeah, occasionally. How many of you read it once a month, maybe? Okay. How many of you read it every week? Well, if you come to Bible study, you're reading it every week, right? At least we're reading something in it, okay? Or when you come here, we read it, right? I had one gentleman one time who was,
once a week.
Christian church. Wasn't Disciples of Christ, but Tony, I can't remember what the other.
There's all kinds of. United Church of Christ.
Okay, well, anyway, he came, we were doing a baptism. And you know, we have four readings, got Old Testament, Psalm, New Testament, and New Testament. I mean, we spend a lot of time in the Bible compared to some of our other denominations. The guy comes up to me afterwards and he said, I heard more Bible in this church than I've ever heard in my own church. He said, if we were closer, I'd come here. He said, because I'm getting the Word of God. Well, why do we do that? Because it's the Word of God, Scripture alone. Sola Scriptura. Because the more we study that, the more grace we receive, the more faith we get. And as the Scripture told us, it's returned to us tenfold. No matter how tough things get, can't you always rely on the gospel? Can't you always rely on God in your life? I think so. And if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't be standing here with you, would I? Well, folks, I urge you to read your Bibles, not only for Christ's sake, but for the sake of the gospel and for your sake. Because we know if we do that, whatever we put into it's going to be returned to us 100-fold. And what I would urge you to do, don't pick up the book and say, all right, I'm going to start at the beginning. If you can make it through Genesis and then Numbers and Leviticus and still keep on going, you're a better man than I am. Okay? Start with the Gospel of John. If you want to know what Christianity is, read John. Because remember, the Bible is not one book, it's a collection of books. But read the one that will speak to your heart, and that's the Gospel of John. And don't sit there, I'm going to read the entire gospel, just sit down and read a little bit. And then think about, hey, I never saw that before. Now you're doing what God wants us to do for Christ's sake. Let us pray. May the joy the Word of God brings to you for Christ's sake keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.